Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and today we're going to be talking about personal vibration and how we can tune to it to bring the naturally higher frequency of our soul's calling. We're feeling the shift all around us. It's time to move out of the negative, the fear that is expressed all around us with wars, the financial crisis, and our traditional institutions in chaos. But we can raise our physical, emotional, and mental frequency at will, which will change our own lives and bring about a healthier, positive reality. My guest today is an authority on intuition, vibration, and energy, and I'm excited to be able to talk on this subject as I've been studying vibrational psychology and have experience in raising my vibration through connecting to the energy of the universe that is really available to us if we tune to it. And when we do, we're able to bring about healing and change to our lives for the betterment of our world. So I'm pleased to have my guest today, Penny Pierce. Penny is a respected and gifted intuitive empath with deep psychological understanding, visionary ability, and business sense. She's one of the early pioneers in the intuition development movement, having worked since 1977 with organizations like the San Francisco-based Center for Applied Intuition, the Institute for the Study of Conscious Evolution, and the Intuition Network. And Penny specializes in intuition and sensitivity development, personal energy and frequency training, dream work, and future trends. She travels internationally as an advisor to business executives, scientists, psychologists, other consultants and trainers, and those on a spiritual path. Penny has been on the faculty of the Kaiser Institute, working with their Intuition Fellowship Program to train hospital CEOs, healthcare consultants, and philanthropists in the development of visionary skills. She also works with the Arlington Institute, a group of futurists in Washington, D.C., and she has teamed with shamans, led spiritual tours to Mount Fuji, Peru, Egypt, and the American Southwest, and she also was a TV talk show host. Penny is the author of The Intuitive Way and Frequency, The Power of Personal Vibration, where she guides you into the new energy reality that's emerging and gives you a step-by-step roadmap to a positive state of awareness based on frequency principles, methods derived from the way energy actually functions, with tips to achieve a new kind of effortless success. And her website is www.pennypierce.com, and that's P-E-N-N-E-Y, P-E-I-R-C-E. So welcome, Penny, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. It's interesting to hear about myself.
I know, isn't it? It's always kind of a shock to go, I do all that?
I know.
And since 1977, so you're an old hand at this.
Yes.
Well, you've been on this path for many years, and so for everyone, there's a beginning, a story that brought you to this work. So what was that turning point for you?
Well, actually, you know, it wasn't really a turning point for me. It was a gradual evolution. And I often say I was kind of self-centered, I suppose, in a strange way, where I could not make myself continue to do things that weren't comfortable and that I didn't like. So I would go one direction, do it for a while, then be bored and sense it was wrong. And then either life would shoot me in a new direction or I would move myself somewhere else. And I kind of zigzagged forward, you know, just incrementally backing away from what didn't work and into what did work. And I think that's still happening, you know. But part of that was, I think when you look at developing, let me see, when the soul has its plan for developing your life or your destiny, you know, when I grew up, there was no such thing as growing up to be a professional intuitive, you know. It didn't exist yet. But maybe in me, I knew that that was going to be my destiny. And so there were things you could do. For instance, I studied interior design, graphic design, art, all kinds of things that kept my intuition alive, taught me a lot about design principles and, you know, common sense thinking and wanting to look under the surface for solutions that were deep, you know. And then as I discovered that there was such a thing as character reading, that you could look into a person as though they were a design problem, you know, and see what makes them tick and where might things go and what's the logic of why people do what they do. That, to me, then became totally fascinating, and I followed that into metaphysics and healing and, you know, all these things that were alive back in the New Age time period. But I think because I had been a designer, I was really, really practical and grounded, so I never quite got into the New Age thing. But, you know, it just kept growing, you know? And maybe, you know, I said I remembered going back and telling my mother every year, oh, I think I'm going to be a graphic designer now. Oh, no, I think I'm going to be an interior designer now. And then one year I went back at Christmas, and they lived on the East Coast, and I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a spiritual teacher. She goes, oh, great.
But she probably thought that's just another phase that you're going through. And yeah. You'll come back the next year with something else. And,
you know, it's just kind of, I don't know. There were nuances. You know, I knew I didn't really want to be a minister, but I was very drawn to ministerial kinds of work. And then I studied shamanism, and I knew I didn't have the luxury of just being a shaman. That it was too narrow. And it's kind of like I just kept adding ingredients into the stew. And then the whole thing would morph into another kind of thing. And that's the way it's been for me. It's just keep following your interests. Keep, you know, doing what has juice. Add it in. Let the form change. Don't lock yourself down into any one definition of yourself, you know, and just kind of keep your changing your description of yourself as you go along, I guess.
Well, that's, and I'm one who likes change, too, so that evolving yourself all the time, and you really, sounds like, were able to, you had a sense of your intuition, but I like that sort of zigzag, like, you know, when you do something, you've turned the wrong path, and you backtrack, like, oh, that doesn't feel right, oh, backtrack, let me try this, and that's really being in tune to what we're talking about.
And I think the changes come for us, either they come from the outside world in the form of events, you know, like, I got laid off with the entire marketing department from a corporation I was the art director of. And, you know, okay, so that was sign. You know, it's time to do something else. Or the guidance comes from inside you, from just this sense of what, like inner tension, where you go, well, I just can't keep doing this anymore. This doesn't feel right. And then you prompt yourself, you know. So
right.
I don't think it matters where it comes from. It's all from probably from the soul at that larger, you know, experience of itself.
Well, and sometimes when we don't pay attention to those inner nudges, we get the outer ones of being laid off, which, you know, and that's happened to me a couple times, and they're gifts. I take advantage of them and go, okay, I'm taking 3 months off. And you know, I think we need those breathers to figure out what's our next step. What do we want to do? And so we have to look at those as gifts rather than, and I'm sure many, many people are in this boat right now with all the layoffs in the country and people unemployed that they have to look, what are the gifts here? But you can really be in a place of fear if it's around survival and not having, you know, where is the next month's rent going to come from? It's a whole different story.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I think that just because life looks so dramatically bad right now with the financial crisis and people out of work and the threat of all the, you know, drama of 2012 and everything, that it doesn't mean the soul isn't still operating the same way it always has. You know, it's just using the events that are happening now to help you get your message faster. You know, and I think we're, in a certain way, using the energy of the time that we're living in to, you know, give ourselves that urgency of choice. Like, either you're going to really be yourself now, or you're going to let the world tell you that you can't be yourself. And there's, like, one choice up for people right now. And how much you're going to give your authority away, or how much you're just going to go on anyway and just keep doing what you want to do, you know, in spite of it all. So it's about, I think, now bringing the point of choice inside yourself, being in what I call your home frequency in my book, Frequency. And, you know, home frequency I think of as the vibration of what it feels like when the soul is running the show, when the soul and the body are merged, when you feel that you are the soul rather than the left brain, you know, rather than the fear voice, you know. So I think that choice is up for all of us. And whether you're out of work and, you know, it's really frustrating and you can't find work, you know, what is the story you're telling yourself about it?
Yeah, that's so true. Well, we're going to have to take a break now. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We'll take a quick break, come back, and talk more with Penny Pierce.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com for details.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Women of Wisdom. Women of Wisdom. Women of Wisdom. Rise and shine, Sister Dan, Spirit.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. And the song you just heard is Woman of Wisdom theme song by Lorraine Bays. And it's on our Woman of Wisdom CD that you can get on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. So we're talking with Penny Pierce, the author of the book Frequency. And so, Penny, you just brought up the topic of home frequency, and that's when our... It's interesting when you talk about it, it's our soul and body is merged together. But what's really the definition of frequency? Let's give our audience a sense of what's frequency and what's vibration mean.
Well, you know, I think that frequency, you know, scientifically is the kind of size of the sine wave. You know, if it's narrower and you have more waves per second, you have a higher frequency. But vibration is something that I think we're becoming much more aware of right now, because there's a process underway in the physical world of an acceleration of vibration, a raising of vibration. And it's actually affecting the physical world itself. They've measured the vibration of the Earth even, you know, and it is increasing in its frequency. But I think that anyone who's been doing spiritual work probably knows and feels that time is speeding up, you know, your body's vibrating faster, we're aware of more things, we can't quite process the amount of information we used to process in the old linear way. And there's kind of a feeling of something building up toward a quantum leap, if you will. And so I think that this acceleration of energy in the world and in our own physical bodies is causing us to become aware that we're living in a world that really is a world of energy. Like physics talks to us about, quantum physics, you know, we live in a unified field of energy and consciousness, which are really two versions of the same thing. And that we are energy beings living in an energy world, you know, communicating with waves of energy. And the higher the vibration in the body goes, the more kind of ultra-sensitive we become. And I'm sure your listeners are aware that they may seem, you know, extremely sensitive these days, where you might have been able to ignore things, you know, last year or the year before. Now, everything's affecting us, you know. So vibration... You know, we're starting to pick up energy information through energy itself. You know, before it's verbal.
And so you really have to be able to learn to read the energy, because the energy can be coming at us and we don't know, we feel it, but we don't know what it is. And it can be kind of scary for people.
We're not in the habit of decoding it. You know, a lot of times I think what happens... And this is part of what I'm thinking is going on here, is the transformation process. In other words, we're actually moving out of one reality, which you could call the information age, and moving into a new reality that I've been calling the intuition age, where there's, you know, the intuition age functions very fast almost entirely in the present moment, where the past and the future get absorbed into the present moment. When you think of something, it almost happens right away, you know, and so the rules of reality will change as we move more and more into this new intuition age, you know, perception. And I think we're starting to see the very beginning glimmers of this now. And we have to get used to this and understanding how it works. But part of it is that we are noticing information coming straight through into the body, and instead of reacting to it and trying to shut it down or block it, or you know, if someone's angry near you, you don't have to get angry also. You know, you can just notice, oh, someone's angry, you know, and make it conscious. The unconscious way is reaction,
right? And that's what we're used to reacting to it, because we don't know. We think it's, if we're feeling it in us, because this energy is coming towards us, we think it's us.
That's right.
It's from ourselves, and that, oh, all of a sudden I'm angry, not realizing you tapped into touched into somebody else's energy field, and you're feeling what they're feeling. And so it can be very hard for people, if you're not trained in this, to recognize it. And it does take some training to pay attention to. And so how do you teach people to do that? Because it's kind of like knowing your boundary beyond physical boundary, knowing your energetic boundary, that you don't take on what is other people's stuff.
Yes. Well, first of all, if you're looking for identity in the outside world, which most of us are, we look out and we do this thing, I call it frequency matching. It's like you're a tuning fork, you know, and you get around somebody in a bad mood, and you may be in a good mood, and then you get around somebody who's acting like a victim or complaining, and you drop your vibration to match them, and then you start feeling bad. Mm-hmm. Or vice versa, you could, you know, feel better by being around a happy person or a funny person, you know. That is a tribal sort of, you know, habit we have as human beings, but it's a very unconscious one. And especially that act of lowering our own personal vibration to match somebody who's worse off than we are, you know, that is the thing we have to change. And so you
yes,
do
exactly.
that. By realizing, first of all, that, oh, I'm looking outside myself. And when I do that, my personal vibration, which is your energy at any given moment, what the level that you're vibrating at any given moment, has just shifted and it's gone down. And now I'm not feeling as good as I was before. And wait a minute, I don't have to feel bad. It's up to me. And then you remember, I have a choice about this. Then you shift your attention inside yourself and look for your home frequency, which is that vibration that's in the baby's eyes, you know, that warm, happy, joyful, you know, constant sense of love and openness and, you know, light. And we all have it, and it gets covered over as we match, you know, other people who are not living their joy. You know, so we have to make it, first of all, a distinctive comparison between, you know, the negative vibrations and the way we feel when we've matched something kind of low frequency and that we really don't like it. And then how it feels when we're being the way we like to be, when we're proud of ourselves, when we're happy with ourselves. And then choose that. And actually reestablish the memory of that within the body again. And you can do that simply by remembering a time when you were happy, or you looked into a baby's eyes, or you played with a puppy, or, you know, almost anything will reintroduce that frequency state back to the body, and you can feel better just by thinking about it. But there are lots of ways.
Yeah, but and that's even good for you, and even if it's the energy, the negative things coming from you, that you just had a bad day going through your own stuff, you can raise it by remembering, thinking, you know, the happy thoughts, you know.
Right.
Remembering the innocence of a child or when you were happy, and just tuning in and touching in the true part of yourself and letting go of that you know, that day that you just had, that awful day.
I liken it often to the idea of, like, you know, you plug your headphones into your iPod or your computer and you listen to that channel coming through the jack. Whatever you plug into, that's what you hear, that's what life becomes. So if you plug into pain, suffering, you know, self-sacrifice, you know, victimization, you're going to keep getting a limited life with choices that you don't like. That's what you'll hear, that's what you'll see, that's what'll keep happening. But you can unplug from it. That means just get bored with it, saying, well, this isn't really very interesting to me. You know, this is, I know how to do it really well, but I don't really want to do it anymore. So what would I rather plug into? And make a conscious choice than to plug into your own heart, your own, you know, inner childlike happy self, and get back to feeling the way you like to feel. You don't have to. Nobody can make you feel bad if you don't want to, you know. So it's, what do you plug into? You know, what do you give your attention to?
Yeah, exactly. And so many people were conditioned. We repeat these patterns. And so if we become a victim, we're looking at, it's like we have this lens that we see everything as a victim. And that's how we react to things in the world. And we have to realize that lens we're seeing isn't true, and that we've got to let go. It's us believing that we're a victim, and we have to take the responsibility. And it's hard work. Well, we're going to have to take another break now. This is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more about vibrational frequency with Penny Pierce.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Penny Pierce. Penny, can you give your contact information where people can contact you or see your website and get your books?
Yes. My website is just my name, pennypierce.com. There's also thefrequencybook.com, and my name is spelled P-E-N-N-E-Y and then P-E-I-R-C-E, so both names are a little odd. But the book is available on Amazon. It's just now out in paperback, which is good news. And it's also out in about 20-some languages at this point.
Oh, great.
Pretty widely available. And the previous book that's still in print, third edition, is The Intuitive Way, which is a course on intuition development. And that's still available as well.
And that I think that's a great way to start into this work, is to tap into how do you develop that intuition? Because it kind of leads to this whole frequency topic, too, of understanding Because everybody intuits a different way. You know, some people are clairsentients. I feel it, and some people see it, and some people just know it, and some people hear things, and they don't know how they're reading. And everybody thinks that, intuition or psychic gifts like that are that people see, and, well, I don't see, I can't say anything, but, and then they describe something.
Right.
And they just don't know how they're seeing. They don't know how to interpret it. So, sometimes it's good to learn that because it helps you then read the energy of other people.
Yes. And I think right now, especially today, it's very important for us to get out of our left brain dominance, you know, where everything has to be proved and linear and analytical and have a reason. And instead, by shifting to the right brain and kind of lower down in, more into the body senses, you get direct knowing. You don't have the interference of old fears and old belief systems, and you get much more direct, accurate, in-the-moment information. Then you can use your left brain and all your analytical ability to implement things. But, you know, that left brain should not be the one running the show.
I wonder what our country would be like if we switched to that.
I think we're in the process of doing that right now. You know, that the transformation that's really happening in ourselves and in the world is that we're moving out of that old way of perceiving, which is very linear, cause and effect thinking, using willpower to maintain control, you know, all those old kind of things that are actually quite slow, into a sort of direct immersion into life itself and letting the body be the brain. You know, that the body is the next level beyond the brain. The heart, the body, the cells, the aura, it's all conscious. And as we let go of just doing left brain thinking, you know, we're going to be so much more in tune with what's going on. And not waste time.
And it seems like there's so much fear with that because that's kind of the unknown and people are hanging on to the old way. We're seeing that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of equivalent to ego death. You know, I think too much left brain is ego, you know, where you're attached to a certain identity, a certain way of doing things, certain way the world has to be, the way you make things real. And that's all changing right now. So I think we're seeing people kind of separating into two categories at this point, where there are people who are afraid of change and they don't want to let go, and they're really holding on and fighting, you know, this openness and trying to maintain structure, which then cuts them off from the flow of life. And then the other group, which is really letting go and opening up and becoming quite transparent. In other words, not holding ideas, just being in the moment and letting themselves be created out of the flow.
Yeah, and it's
you adaptable.
Yeah, and it's very exciting. I just had a conversation yesterday with somebody who's starting a business that way, and she's not doing the old model, but she doesn't know what the new is, but she's letting it come to her. She's going with the flow of it, and then you resonate with what's correct. When it comes to you, it resonates. You know it. So we were talking earlier on, you and I, about that you outlined 9 stages in the process of evolution, and I think this ties into what we're talking about, because we're evolving to this new stage of body, you know, our trusting our body more than our minds, and there's lots of information in our bodies if we, you know, tapped into it. So can you give a little recap of these stages?
Yes. Well, what we're talking about here is this acceleration process where the energy is actually vibrating faster, and that means your body vibrates faster. And so some of the first stages have to do with realizing that everything's accelerating. And then you notice that your body is sort of amped up. And there are a lot of symptoms that I've outlined in each stage. But basically, as you realize that this is going on, you may actually feel uncomfortable in the first stages of it. It's making you vibrate faster than you're used to. And you have to let go of the old way and adapt to the new one. And if you resist that, for instance, you may get very hyperactive and electrical. You may get hot and have you know, like almost like hot flashes or something, or waves of energy running through you, or insomnia, not able to sleep, not able to fall asleep or stay asleep, or being out of your body and so sleepy that you can't stay awake at times, kind of oscillating. And so it can also produce emotional repercussions as you're feeling irritated physically. You can feel irritated emotionally, and people are getting more angry, more upset, short fuses, road rage. You know, all these sorts of things that have to do with energy releasing or trying to release to flow through. So, you know, people have, they have, the heart might pound, you know. So you have to, like, be with that process and trust it and allow the energy to flow through you. And that means often getting the left brain out of the way, because those beliefs and ideas about the way things should be will stop the flow or slow it down or get in the way. It's like a log jam. So I found myself often in periods where I just can't do a lot of really linear, analytical, mental work, and I just want to take a nap in the afternoon or watch a video or something, you know, to soften the mind or stay in the artistic part of myself, or garden, be earthy, be like an animal. So as that then starts releasing and the energy is increasing in your own system, the next thing that happens is that your subconscious fears, which were suppressed, you were able to deny them and not have to look at them in many, in the previous cycles of time, you know, well, they can't stay hidden anymore, because there's no more vibration that's that low in the body. So that stuff, which was stored almost in the tissues or down in the, what you call the etheric body maybe, it can't stay there, and it pops up like popcorn, comes up into your conscious mind, which is your daily life, basically. In society, it's current events. You know, it's the news. So we're seeing, you know, sudden memories of sexual abuse and scandals and all kinds of things happening in politics, and then people in their own, you know, private lives having to deal with trauma and drama that they thought they had, you know, forgotten about. And as all that surfaces, it gets very fearful. You know, you get very polarized, upset. You don't want anybody else around you who has anything similar, so you try to get rid of them. And you get all this kind of, these battles of control, you know, hatred, all kinds of emotions come up. And there's a desire to re-suppress all that stuff and try to push it back down, which, of course, there's nowhere for it to go, so it pops back again, often with more force, until you just lovingly sit with it and be with it and look at it and talk to it and let it unload to you and tell you what's, why, you know, that fear was there in the first place. It might have been you didn't see the whole picture about something. You process something incompletely. And so anyway, the healing process is about engaging instead of suppressing. But the stage where you try to re-suppress, there's often a lot of behaviors that are based on fight or flight. You know, it's adrenal. It's you know, the fear reactions. So if you try to fight, you'll try to control things, dominate things, you know, use willpower, be stronger than everybody else, you know, be invulnerable. And you'll see all kinds of symptoms of that in society now, like the huge SUVs and, you know, drinking a lot of coffee. Or the flight methodology is you go into addictions. You avoid things. You leave your body. You pretend to be unconscious. You look for parental authority figures to do it for you, you know. So that sort of thing, I think we're caught up in that right now.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a lot of we're seeing a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of exposure coming out on the scandals and the things, but it's, things are coming up because they need to be healed. And as we let those go and really know they're coming up to be healed, means that we're ready to deal with it. where they were hidden before. We weren't ready. And we had survival techniques when we were kids to survive whatever abuse we went through, if it was that. Or we had those survival tools to forget those things. But now they're coming up because we have to in order to move into this new, what you're calling the intuition age. We have to move forward to evolve as a species and as humans, don't you think?
I think that, you know, this accelerating energy is really the process of evolution. And wherever energy is blocked and evolution cannot occur, we're going to have revolution. You know, that's why I see a lot of these dictators going down now, you know, in events. And there's, you know, anywhere where people have walled themselves off. I mean, look at politics, where certain political factions are very controlling and hateful and kind of separated from the other parts of the world. You know, they're not getting fed by the flow, and that flow is, it's like water backing up behind a dam. It's not going to stay put. It's going to break through. So I can see that we will have a number of kind of exploding situations, you know, where resistance has been dominant, you know, but
Yeah, and so we need to approach these realizing those fears are there, and for ourselves, we have to be gentle with ourselves and love ourselves. So we're going to return after this break. We'll continue the conversation with Penny Pierce.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
back. This is Chris Stanis, and I'm talking to Penny Pierce, the author of Frequency, The Power of Personal Vibration. So we were just talking about the process of evolution, the different stages, and how we see transformation happening in the world and our society. So just finishing that up, is there anything more that you want people to know?
Yeah. Well, we were saying that how the subconscious mind is kind of opening up like Pandora's box and causing us to get a bit chaotic, to put it mildly, and we try to re-suppress all of that stuff that's come up, and then it comes up again. So that act of resisting and then having it come back again actually tires us out. And the more that we try to live from the old reality where we're in control and dominated by the left brain, the more exhausted we get, because things won't work that way anymore. It's too slow. Basically, those old rules of the way reality came to be, they're just too slow. And so when we get exhausted and disillusioned, literally, there's a tendency to go into depression and those sorts of things. But this is all still within, you know, a positive flow, because what has to happen next is you have to just stop. At some point, you realize that there's nothing more you can do. It's not about doing. You're at the end of progress, you know, and you just let go. And this is a really important point. It's the turning point where you just shift out of your left brain into the right brain, out of kind of the masculine, compartmentalized way of doing things in the world, masculine energy way, into a feminine energy way, which is about being with things. It's not goal-oriented. It's about being in the present moment and appreciating and merging with and feeling and kind of nurturing through your own attention. And that lets you drop into your body and into the present moment. And it's at that point that you can recognize the soul vibration, which has been there all along, but you couldn't feel it because we were in the left brain, in the future, or pushing, you know. And so this letting go and stopping, you know, the left brain thinks it's failure, but really it's the key turning point that allows you to get reborn like the phoenix out of the ashes, you know, and come back into the world in a totally new way and be in the intuition age, you know, where things are, you're part of a unified field, and things are coordinated, and you're lucky, and people help you, you know, and everything is the opposite of the way you thought it was before. And this is, I think, some people who've been working on themselves a lot are into this already. They're starting mm-hmm. to get the glimpses of this new way. And, of course, we oscillate back and forth and back and forth again and again, because it takes practice. It's not just all at once. We have to build a new habit. But I think a lot of us are going through this now, you know, this repeating cycles of trying the old reality again and seeing if it works, and we go, no, it doesn't really. I think I'll let it go, you know, and then trying the new one, and yes, it works, but I can't see far enough ahead yet. But that's okay. I don't have to have so much structure. You know, I talk to a lot of people who are facing the void, and they're scared, or they tend to get upset or depressed, except that it's just this new way of living without a lot of encumbrance. You know, it's about freedom. So we're learning and if some you rules.
Yeah, and about freedom, if we can remember that, that's the problem, because when you're stuck in that old way, in that old structure, you can't see that the freedom in letting go of that.
Right. That there's something better, a better way of doing things. And it will reveal itself if you just have faith and just be. Then the presence of your own soul will start radiating out, and it will change your frequency of your body, your emotions, your mind, and then the field around you. And once that changes and gets saturated with the soul's vibration, then your life really changes, and you start really living your destiny. It starts happening for you, almost like a gift. And it's magical.
Yeah, and simple things like last summer I was trying to figure out, I instead of trying to figure out what's my next stage, what's my next step, I just said, okay, I'm just going to not push on. I'm not going to work on it. I'm going to meditate, do dream boards, whatever. But I didn't even do that. I painted my living room.
Mm-hmm.
and which is kind of like a walking meditation, you know, just paint, and getting into, you know, sometimes getting into a creative activity like that, mm-hmm. Whether it's gardening or whatever, gets you out of your left brain and thinking about stuff. And that's when I got a phone call about doing a radio show. And my left brain then went, oh, I was asked before. I need to pay attention here. And so things, you know, it allowed it to come in. And within 2 months, you know, I started doing this radio show. But it resonated. And I knew it was correct.
Yeah.
I didn't try to figure it out and go, what's my next? Oh, maybe I should do a radio show. Well, let me think about that. It wasn't that way. And that's when I know it's right. When it comes in the other way, it resonates. And the more and more you do that, the more you recognize, you know. So
we're coming into having a new set of criteria for how we make decisions. In other words, the old way is what you were just saying of the shoulds and the does it make sense, is it logical, blah, blah, blah. And the new way is, does it allow my soul to flow through my body? Does it allow me to stay in my home frequency? You know, does it, you know, help me love other people and feel love? Does it bring deep pleasure along with it? You know, win-win-win situations, not just for me, but for everyone. You know, and that, you know, I think when you make a decision, you have to start thinking about those kinds of ideas.
Yes, it's not just about myself. I'm not, you know, it's about I live in a world, I have a relationship with the world and other people. And so I actually had a thought that I want to end with is maybe the 100th monkey theory fits in here, that we'll reach a tipping point when enough people have raised their vibration, will affect everybody in our society, and everybody will have their vibration raised. And that's very possible, because as more and more people tune into this, more people will feel it.
Yes, I think you're right, and I think that it's some kind of magical saturation of the field with the truth, let's call it, with this higher vibrational truth. And as it just, and it's not so mental at all. It's an energetic thing. And once the energy just starts being present enough, everybody will start to feel that the old way is kind of like a dream. Like, oh, did we used to do it that way?
<You know? laughs> Yeah.
Did that ever used to really work? Wait a minute, you know.
Yeah.
And it'll
yeah.
just, like, forget that there was so much abuse and all the pain and the reality TV shows thing will go away, maybe, you know, and
right, yeah, and so we'll, yeah, and we'll forget the pain it took to get to that place, because we'll just be there. Well, I want to thank you for being here today and having this conversation with you.
Enjoy
so I want to yes. Well, I want to leave everyone with this thought today, to tune to your personal vibration. Just tune inward and focus on raising it for the positive good for you. And begin by being aware of your negative thoughts. Release them. Let them go. Go out of the old patterns that don't serve you any longer. And it's going to bring you about a higher frequency, and it'll change your life. This is Chris Stainis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. And I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And just at, like, our annual conference, which is coming up February 16th through the 20th, 2012, mark your calendars to be in Seattle. We're going to have Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Noemi Tutu, and a fabulous drummer from the East Coast, Dubaka Hill, and more, much more. And I just want you to know you can purchase the book at www.womenofwisdom.org. You can sign up for our mailing list and find out more about our conference. And I'll just leave you with, have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.